All right, this is quite unbelievable. The defense minister of Italy just came out and said that he cannot sleep at night due to information he has regarding the war in Iran. He said that something is going to happen over the next few weeks, and he is losing sleep because he is disturbed. We'll break that down in just one moment. But I first want to break down how Donald Trump's entire move just got called out by Iran. I genuinely cannot believe what I'm seeing here because 24 hours ago, the Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ghalibaf, came out and called Trump out. He basically said, hey, tomorrow morning, Trump is likely going to try to pump the market in the United States in order to salvage a falling economy. He's going to come out and say that we're close to a deal, but it's false. So if you trade against that, you'll likely make some money. Well, guess what? Donald Trump comes out this morning and he says, hey, we're getting really close to a deal. This was at about like 5:30 a.m. my time. This is when the market was a few hours away from opening. So Trump is very clearly trying to prime the market to not fall upon open due to the looming oil crisis. So then traders are out there gloating saying, holy shit, it actually worked. Someone said it effing worked. They made a 10% gain, a bunch of money, because they traded what the Iranian parliament speaker said to do. Let me just break all this down in a very simple way. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're getting very close to 2 million subscribers, which is a record for Gen Z-built independent media. We make content for everybody of all ages, but our team is just a bunch of young people trying to make this country better. So subscribe below and let me walk you through everything, including the rising gas prices, the rising diesel prices. As you all know, diesel underlies the cost of many other goods. Many other things that are produced rely on diesel. So when diesel prices are skyrocketing, everything else is going to skyrocket in price. Okay, let's start off with the Iranian parliament speaker. This guy's name is Ghalibaf. We've talked about him a few times because he's the guy who's reportedly leading some of the negotiations with the United States. He's supposed to be the more reasonable guy in Iran right now, but even the more reasonable guy is threatening Trump and is still posturing and is still in an aggressive posture due to the way that Trump is constantly bombing them, Netanyahu's constantly bombing them. So Ghalibaf says, heads up, pre-market so-called news or truth, like the Truth Social, is often just a setup for profit-taking. Basically, it's a reverse indicator. Do the opposite. If they pump it, short it. If they dump it, go long. See something tomorrow, you know the drill. It's a really interestingly written post. Like, I wonder if they ran it through ChatGPT or something. But what he's saying right here is that Trump is going to lie to pump the market. And then if you see the market rising in the morning, that it's a reverse indicator, that it's going to do the opposite. It's going to fall. Well, guess what? He was absolutely right to the T. And, you know, it's kind of rough because Trump is the least honest person on the face of the planet. This dude is the biggest liar on the face of the planet. But that doesn't mean the Iranian regime is trustworthy. I think that's something that people kind of struggle with on Twitter sometimes in my comment section. They think that just because Trump is bad, that makes the Iranian regime good and trustworthy. I promise you, they are not. My policy advisor, Micah, his aunt, who he loves, has been beaten by the Iranian regime because he's Iranian-American just because she was sucking on a mint. She was walking and sucking on a mint, and they treat people horribly, and they repress people for the smallest issues, and then they lie about it and cut the internet off. So the Iranian regime is not good, but Trump is also a huge liar. So I took it with a grain of salt when Ghalibaf said, hey, heads up, tomorrow Trump's going to send out a Truth Social post, and that Truth Social post is going to be a setup for profit-taking. Well, guess what? At about 5:30 a.m., Donald Trump says, the United States of America is in serious discussions with a new and more reasonable regime to end our military operations in Iran. Now, the person that they're reportedly in discussion with is literally Ghalibaf, the guy who made this post right here. Great progress has been made, but if for any reason a deal is not shortly reached, which probably will be, and if the Hormuz Strait is not open immediately for business, we will conclude our lovely stay in Iran by blowing up and completely obliterating all of their electric generating plants, oil wells, and Karg Island. Okay, so you would just be hurting the Iranian people. First of all, the regime has already shown it's okay with inflicting maximum damage on the people. They can take the pain. Second of all, you're just going to blow up the entire energy supply chain of the globe if they don't fix the problem. Imagine a bank robber that is so bad at his job that he goes into a bank, and by the time he's done robbing it, he's somehow worth less money. Like, he's somehow in debt and has given off all of his assets. And he's like, oh, shit, I've really fucked up. So then his new goal for this bank robbery, this operation, this mission, is just to fix his original mess up, just to be break even. And in doing so, he says, I'm going to blow up this entire bank and my house and my only asset left, my car. What I'm trying to say is Trump is making the crisis worse and worse. And in the process, he's threatening to blow it up even further. Dude, you're not the Joker. It's like he has a gambling addiction and he's doubling down right now. That is the apt analogy. Have you ever, you know, tried to gamble a little bit and you lose $20, so then you double down and try to dig yourself out of the hole and you continue to lose more and more money? It's like gambler's fallacy right now. This will be in retribution for our many soldiers and others that Iran has butchered and killed. So Trump is just melting down here. Then Ruth Capital on Twitter just posted 25 minutes ago. I just grabbed this screenshot. He said, it effing worked. He made a gain by following the Iranian parliament speaker's trading advice. Here's a good chart of the S&P 500 mini futures. Futures started selling off the moment the market opened. So when Donald Trump sent his post out this morning, markets began to rise. Markets began to pump. And it was a fake rise. Markets are now falling. I mean, I have it up on my phone so I can track it. Yep, they're still falling. As of the time I'm recording this video, markets are still falling. Donald Trump literally pumped and dumped it just so he could have the veil of not fucking up, just because he's a con man. Patrick Dehan at Gas Buddy says, the biggest increase in average diesel price versus a month ago. In Orange County, California, diesel prices have gone from $2.54 per gallon to $7.52 a gallon. Brutal, brutal, brutal. Phoenix, Arizona, $2.44 per gallon to $6.06 per gallon. Also pretty brutal. San Bernardino, California, diesel prices went from $2.42 to $7.38. In Napa, California, $2.42 to $7.58. You see the same trend in Riverside, California, in Prescott, Arizona. Okay, now this is where it gets very disturbing. Italy's defense minister, on the consequences of the Iran war, just said early this morning, quote, I am forced to know things about what could happen in the coming week and the effects it will have on the economy in our daily lives that no longer allow me to sleep. I'm interpreting this as Italy's defense minister hinting at an energy crisis across the globe caused by this war. He could also be hinting at a U.S. ground invasion of Iran proper or of Karg Island right off the coast of Iran, which would have the same effect as what I just described, a global oil crisis that plunges all of Europe, the United States, North America, South America, all of our allies, all of our enemies into an oil crisis. Actually, it would probably benefit our enemies. For some reason, the more that we mess up, Russia gets richer because we're lifting their sanctions. China is licking at the chops because they want us to focus on Taiwan less. And Iran, of course, is getting richer. I mean, we're striking them. We're taking out their military. That part is true of what the Republicans are saying, but that's not impressive. It's important to point out Iran's Air Force is like 50 years old. Axios points out, Republicans are considering reductions in federal health spending to help pay for a budget bill containing as much as $200 billion. No shot. They say it's fiscally irresponsible to fund healthcare. We can't fund this. We can't fund that. We can't fund education. We can't fund infrastructure. But now Republicans are considering reductions in federal health spending. Let me pull up this article. GOP is weighing healthcare cuts to pay for Iran war. Republicans are considering new reductions in federal health spending to help pay for the $200 billion to fund this endless Iran war. At the same time, U.S. gas prices have risen to $3.99 a gallon. Let's just call it roughly 4 gallon. That is the national average of gas. United States citizens, people in the United States, are spending billions more dollars per week on gas as a whole compared to what we were a month or two ago. That is less money that we can spend on goods and services, less money that we contribute towards growth, and less money that we can spend on healthcare or basic necessities. All of these things are important in the society that we live in, but Republicans are screwing it up for everybody. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. And just to owe you a quick explanation on what Italy's defense minister could be talking about, there's some Twitter threads that I've been reading about how the Strait of Hormuz being closed kind of has delayed effects. Right now, many countries are still using their oil reserve, are still rationing, are still somewhat okay with energy. We're not totally out of energy in like 3 or 4 weeks. That's not how quickly it happens. Also, the Strait's only been closed for just a few weeks now, right? But we are about to be in a huge, huge crisis. Even if we got everything open today, there is likely a delayed effect that will continue to cause pain. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.